Hi.
Blog you have Talk reached, Radio.
Hi. You have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking. We have another hot topic for you tonight that you may be unaware of some things that aren't hitting the news anymore where it did before. How does global health affect the United States? At one time, they told us about the H1N1 influenza in 2009. Then they told us about in 2003 SARS epidemic. 2014 we had the Ebola virus. 2016 we had Zika virus. 1980 we had HIV/AIDS. We also had the mad cow disease. And then we know for a fact that if we have quick identification and gaining control of diseases, it's essential, because what's happening in one country will come to our country if we don't get things under control. So it's very important. The United States helped improve global health through various agencies, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Again, you just reached American Health Crisis. If you'd like to call in, that would be great. The number you'll call into is 858-769-4936. Press 1 and you'll be on the air. We also have the guest, Selena Lindsay, who's on the show on a regular basis every Monday. For some reason, Selena, if you can hear me, that's good. For some reason, it's not allowing me to. Oh, there it goes. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. This crazy board, girl. Whew, I'm sweating it. Okay. Again, we're talking. How does global health affect us? I'm not sure if you heard anything I've said so far, because it wouldn't let me. Oh, okay, so it did still go through, even though at first on the board itself it wasn't letting anybody that's calling in. I wasn't able to click on the line. Again, if you want to call in, it's 858-769-4936, and press 1 if you want to talk. Some of the agencies that help with world global issues is the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, called PEPFAR. We also have Global Polio Eradication, and that's an initiative that's through the World Health Organization. Then the United Nations have something called the Millennium Development Goals, and there's others that are out there. But, you know, have mad cows gone away? Have Zika virus gone away? Have West Nile virus gone away? Have all these things disappeared? Have HIVs gone away? Have they disappeared? Because we don't hear much talk about these things. So what's going on? So we're going to be talking about that today. And Selena, why don't you go ahead and at least give them 30 seconds of what you're doing. At the end, we'll have you talk a little bit more. Go ahead.
Okay, basically I'm a retired CPA, and I either run or am a director at a number of different nonprofits and participate in various different nonprofits to facilitate certain problems that we have in the community. And some of those are Sowing Seeds for Life, the 77 Warehouse, Neighborhood Community Development, Fresh Starts Ministries, and Coley Outreach. And we'll talk a little bit about those things close to the end of the show.
Okay. So how do you feel about this, how the global health does affect the United States? I know there are people that don't like money going to those foreign countries, but if you want to keep certain things at bay, you have to. Because what happens, to me, it's like a bubble. The bubble's going to burst. We can't be all good here and not take care of the ones that's not here. You start doing
well,
that,
I think it's,
you have another problem. Huh?
I think that brings about one of the important subjects, which is at the forefront these days, of course, with our newly elected president, which is called immigrants.
Right.
And so a bunch of people are opinionated in terms of who these people are, and especially whenever you start talking about somebody that's overseas and supposedly 3, 4, 5, 6 thousand miles away. It is difficult for individuals to foresee that these problems work their way into the United States. And primarily that particular problem happens in a number of different ways. It's because guess what? We travel.
Yeah,
and very often,
I guess we don't think about those things, huh?
Yeah, we travel.
We travel,
and,
yes. So do we stay in our bubble here and don't travel?
Well, some of the number one things they tell you when you get ready to travel is take all of your shots and blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Mm.
And, you know, certain specific places you should check with your travel agents because they will alert you as to what's on the rise there. But, however, all of these various different diseases, it's important that we participate in not only payment but also help eradicate it in other
mm-hmm.
countries because we are one of the most powerful nations on the planet. And so it's only fair to say that if we want to continue to be so and not be infiltrated or invaded with what we call third world country diseases, we have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in answer to your question, if some of these diseases have been totally eradicated, no. They're still out there. There may be numbers, but for various different reasons, the CDC does the same thing that they do in America with a stoplight when a person gets killed in a crosswalk. They just say, ain't enough people dead yet.
Whoa. What about the mad cow disease? Because it's here in the United States, but they don't talk about it no more.
Well, they may not talk about it, but in certain places in, say, the farm belt, where
mm-hmm.
especially, say, down in Texas, they're always running, 100 or 300 head of cattle over a mountain range and get rid of them because they don't even want to bury them because the stuff is so infectious to other animals and to their cattle. And if they're going to keep their cattle on that same range, what they want to do is, you know, let it run over the park at Yellowstone Park.
Yeah,
you know, and get rid of it.
Yeah, what I learned when it, you know, when it hit, what was it? What was that? Was in Germany? It was Germany, Holland, and those areas. You couldn't even use the equipment anymore. There is no cure. That mad cow disease. There's nothing to destroy it.
Well, there's nothing to destroy, and when you start talking about a cow, they're not specific in telling you that the same cow that you get your milk out of and the same cow that all of you that like those foreign cheeses, the great
mm-hmm.
cheeses, you have a great chance of that stuff infiltrating these various different milk and dairy-type products because that's where it comes from. And so to... as they say, stay behind the smoke screen and not
mm-hmm.
wake America up too much. That's why it's just not highly publicized. And as I said before, there are certain types of ways that they have of getting rid of some of the numbers because they feel like, well, if it's just this, well, we'll just wait till it's several thousand and then it needs reporting. So
that's
how many people have to get killed at
one
stoplight?
One case should warrant. You do something about it. One case, it doesn't matter. Not to is it's just crazy in itself.
It's unconscious. And it's no differently, say, than some of these great sci-fi movies that we like to look at where you see one person gets infected, get on the airlines and come to America, and the next thing you know, half of the country is infected. from a car. Mm-hmm. And we view that as science fiction. But really, there's not a lot of science fiction in it.
Yeah, what about SARS? I haven't heard a lot about the SARS, S-A-R-S, disease,
well,
or epidemic. Remember when that one was prevalent?
It hasn't been eradicated, but every now and then there is a case. And sometimes, too, we also have to be accountable to the fact that just because a person is a doctor, they're not necessarily familiar with all of these different types of environmental-type health issues. And so it's misdiagnosed as something else because a lot of the various different ones, even AIDS, it mimics something else. And you yourself are constantly telling people with AIDS that they have to take more than one test.
Yes. Well, when they
can
be positive, they do. Because a lot of times they don't even know. If when they're healthy, they really don't know. If they carry that bug in their bodies for 10 years, then the likelihood of surviving is a lot less because you've had no treatment for 10 years. And that's not good.
And exactly. And my point again is the likelihood that whatever it is that you have, the constant coughing, unable to sleep, all of these kinds of things, you get a misdiagnosis by a physician because they're not familiar with certain symptoms and certain places. Although they may ask you if you look like you're a world, if you look like you're a world traveler, have you been anywhere lately? But being for real, if you talk to some of the people, if we're talking about people that they travel the world and they live in San Bernardino, nobody stops them and asks them if they're traveling.
That's true. That should be the first question. Now, when the Zika virus was out, it's still here. They just don't talk about it. That was the first question that was asked. And in fact, when I had my general checkup, have you traveled? Have you traveled? And that normally they never say anything, but have you traveled? And now you don't even see Zika virus in the news anymore.
Well, you just wait till
this
summer.
No, it's still here, huh?
Well, like I said, you just wait till this summer gets done, and all of these rains in various different places because, of course, due to economic environmental issues, for instance, today it's snowing in Kentucky and it's 93 degrees in California.
That is strange.
So you wait
for
this
moisture
in certain places, and like in Texas, they're just overrun with bugs because of the moisture. And so these kinds of things, there is going to be a lot of talk. It's soon coming back because the mosquitoes are rampant.
And I think they should be talking about it now so people can prepare for prevention. Because you're not going to even begin to prepare. Sometimes you have to send out those reminders, screens.
Well, at one point they wanted to say that Zika virus only occurred in certain places. But, of course, we've had radio shows and proved that they had hundreds of cases in New York. So you don't have to live by the lake or where there's open water or these kinds of things because not only do the mosquitoes travel, because what they're also trying to pull the wool on our eyes, because I'm also in the business of transportation, it's like, you know, mosquitoes don't travel on fruit. Well, then why is it you can't go through Arizona or Mexico and the first thing they ask you, are you taking fruit with you? It's because these types of pests, mosquitoes and fruit flies, they travel long distances in the fruit. So if the fruit comes from Brazil, guess who comes with it?
Mr. and Mrs. Zika virus.
Or a tarantula spider out of the banana.
And then all of their litters.
Exactly. Cousins, aunts, everybody.
They don't come by themselves. They bring the brother
and
the sister.
No, they get the on board the ship. Exactly.
And they try to find a host. And that's where we come in.
And in the first place, what they're trying to do is find a mate. And what does stagnant water do? That's one of their places that they lay the eggs.
Yeah.
So it's all interesting things, but like I said, it's a smokescreen that they convince us with that, you know, these things, well, it's over there. Well, unfortunately, the same thing that you mentioned at the start of the show, there are many, many different modems of how it gets here, which is brings us back to the very reason that we have to participate in eradication in foreign countries, because
right.
whether we like it or not, we seem to be indoctrinated, I mean, more or less to say, no differently, their consensus was, again, with HIV, that it happened in Africa and monkeys and things like that. Well, look what we have now in the United States.
Yeah. And then the Ebola virus, it's not gone away. It's just not talked
nope.
about. It's not in the forefront
exactly.
of newsworthy.
Well, like I said, not enough people have died yet, and not enough people are in quarantine.
Yeah. And then I learned that with the mad cow disease, people it's more prominent in people over 65. And normally
well,
when
I
they come down
immune,
with it, they're dead
their
in 6 months.
Immune system is weaker.
Yes, and they're dead in 6 months. And I says, wow.
And some things
about anymore.
Well, some things too. Who's eating the wine and cheese? I mean, the people in my neighborhood, you know, they're still drinking Gallo. They can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, a lot of the older people that they have the access and at the same time they have the time to sit around to cut a slice of these, you know, various different cheeses and milk and dairy products.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the majority of, I will say, the younger generation, they're at McDonald's.
Yeah, well, at least they won't have to get the mad cow. Oh, well, you got the beef, though. Still got the beef. You don't have the milk and the cheese, but you got the beef.
Well, that's the biggest fear because.
Well, but you know
what?
You know they that may be the better hamburger. You know why? Because it's got a bunch of fillers.
Well, but again, I say that would be the biggest fear because McDonald's is one of the world's largest purchasers of produce of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they buy.
Oh, I
didn't know that. You said McDonald's is.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it stands to reason when you have, you know, thousands of restaurants. That you become a large a purchaser of certain types of things and the beef.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when E. coli breaks out, I mean, I could see the managers, the chairman of that corporation just covering their eyes up because it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, God, not that again.
Boy, I guess you can't say you'd be E. coli free because it's, it can be in your vegetables, too, because the food
mm-hmm.
handlers, if there's no, you know.
But it's a well-known fact that it's more commonly found in, say,
in the beef.
Meat and dairy products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know,
but we have had it in certain vegetables, too. That's why they tell you always to clean your vegetables, clean your fruit before you eat it. Don't go by if it's in a bag. That is good. It may not be good because it might have been packaged, contaminated.
Well, I say we have the good, the bad, and the ugly in the United States. It's because when packaging happens, it doesn't mean that we're talking about a few boxes, you know, or a few thousand. We're talking about
mm-hmm.
truckloads of the stuff that's dispersed throughout the United States, and that's why it is great that they do have certain systems that they begin to post it right away. That don't buy this package or this or this package or that.
yeah.
But it becomes and the supermarkets have to go in and what they mm-hmm. usually do, if they're really safe conscientious, is because they usually post the date that packaging went out. What they usually do is just clean out their freezer and get rid of all of it.
Well, that makes sense. And make sure it's gotten rid of in a way where you don't have people, you know, going to pick it up out of some trash can and reusing it. Period.
Well, I'm glad they have that conscientious,
get rid of it.
Even though I know the real part is called liability. They just don't want to be bothered with even a possibility of one lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that
because
makes
even
sense.
To defend themselves can cost them millions. Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense. Anyone that's listening right now, you're on American Health Crisis, 858-769-4936. Press 1 if you want to join in the conversation or just stay on the line and listen. You've been listening to Selena Lindsay talk about the global health effect on the United States, what happens if we don't take care of people abroad, the importance of you know, still pouring funds into the foreign countries to eradicate some of these things. And we still have things that are not eradicated, like your mad cow disease is still out there. Zika virus have not gone away. The West Nile virus, I remember in when was that, August or July of last year, someone in Fullerton, a grandfather, came down with the West Nile virus, and he died. And we know that that virus is carried by mosquitoes, so there should be concern for this summer when we have our hot weather that you begin to prepare. Yes, you're going to have to use some type of insecticide. They also have plants that you can plant around your house that repels mosquitoes. Should never have water just sitting there, because that's where the mosquitoes breed. And it is here in the United States. It has not gone away. We just have colder weather right now, a little bit warm here in California. Other parts it's cold, but still these diseases have not gone away. They are still here. HIV, AIDS definitely have not gone away, even though you may not hear much talk about it, but right now 50% of all new cases is below age 25, to give you just a touch of what's happening there, and no one's talking. Okay, Selena, we're going to be wrapping things up right now, so why don't you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about your organization, or should I say organizations.
One of the organizations that I constantly talk about, of course, is Sowing Seeds for Life, the second largest food bank in Southern California. Should you be in the Pomona or Los Angeles County area and you have a need for food or other various items, the food bank is located at 1350 Arrow Highway. Also, if you would like to make a donation, please call Fran Robertson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. Also, we'd like to talk a little bit about the 77 Warehouse, in which they do a breakfast for those that are homeless, and they also supply clothes, food, and training to reintegrate those that are out of a job or have various different problems back into society. Please contact Mr. Willie Walker at area code 909-567-5824. And we're going to do one more real quick, which would be Coley Outreach. Coley Outreach is working on providing services for various different parolees and to reiterate them back into society. Please call Mr. Keith Coley at area code 909-358-7391. And as always, my little statement, since we are closing, is we are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. Belief in fish rods rather than fish, implementing sustainable environmental practices, and changing the behaviors that contribute to poverty. This is Selena Lindsay, and we are wishing you a good evening and a blessed evening. Good night.
Yes, and this is Paulette Young, also your host, and next week we'll have another hot topic. We'll let you know ahead of time. This time we're going to be talking about that fatty liver. How do you know if you got a fatty liver or not? What are the signs? Because a lot of people are coming down with that particular disease and living a short life. Okay, we'll talk to you next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Thank you.
Good night, all.